Common Bonds of Blindness Around the World, a new blind chief executive officer of the World Blind Union. We gain great perspective and we learn new approaches through our work in the international realm. We've been involved in international activities going back to the early 1960s when Dr. Tenbruck helped to found the International Federation of the Blind, which later became part of the World Blind Union. As you know, in 2016, we hosted the General Assembly right here in Orlando, where our very own Dr. Fred Schroeder was elected world president. The WBU has had a chief executive officer for some time. That was Penny Harton, who has recently retired, and we now have a second chief executive officer. He's a young man that is growing into his work with blind people around the world. He has a growing young family. He has a 7-month-old at home, but his experience with human rights work is very deep already. And he appreciates the importance of having elected blind leaders. He has served in many positions in the past, elected positions, including previously serving as the president of the National Federation of the Blind in Argentina. So he's recently come to be executive of the World Blind Union. This is his first time at this convention, but we know and believe that it is the first of many times in a great growing relationship. Here for his first presentation is Jose Vieira.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, friends and colleagues. It is my pleasure to be here, and let me first express our sincere appreciation to the NFB family in the presence of the president, Mr. Rico Bono, for inviting the WBU to this excellent convention. It's honestly a very important opportunity for us, and I really appreciate. So I was preparing this presentation. I prepared this presentation a few weeks ago, and the first two lines I wrote for my presentation was about how fabulous Argentina was doing in the World Cup. Unfortunately, last Saturday, I had to rewrite the presentation, at least the first two lines. So I will not talk about Argentina playing in the World Cup. But anyways, the good news is that Brazil is also out of the World Cup. So we are not just the worst soccer team in Latin America. Anyway, the first thing that I would like to share with you is the impression, or how impressed I am about the NFB, and not only the role and the activities that the NFB does in the U.S., but also how blind people in the U.S. Manage themselves and live the life they want. I remember in 2016 when I first attended to a WBU General Assembly here in Orlando, I was very impressed by the talking sign. People standing, saying General Assembly this way. And, you know, it was for some of us a very new thing, and some of us were, you know, laughing at that idea, and we were saying, well, how crazy these people are, that they shut, you know, scream loudly General Assembly this way. But then I realized that the idea of having talking sign and actually having blind people helping other blind people was such an innovation. And that's something that you, as NFB, should be very proud of. And always reminding us that we do not have to wait for the other to help us, but rather find our way. And that's, I would say, the most important message I took away from the WBUGA in Orlando in 2016. The fact that even though we are blind, we can live the life we want and in the way we want. So if I have to briefly describe the WBU, I would say that many people usually ask how many persons with disabilities are, how many are we as a community? And the World Bank report produced in 2011 says that approximately 1 billion persons with disability lived worldwide. Out of these 1 billion persons, 80% live in developing countries, and many of them under very extreme poverty conditions. So 1/7 of the world population are persons with disabilities. If we were all under one same nationality, we would be the third largest population on Earth after China and India. Imagine how powerful we should be in terms of population size. And if we look at how many out of those 1 billion persons with disabilities are blind and partially sighted persons, the latest World Health Organization report says that around 253 million are visually impaired persons. So 1/4 of the persons with disability communities are visually impaired person. And that's, again, no something that we should be proud of, but a big responsibility for us to make our world a more justice place to live in. When I said that 80% of the population of persons with disability live in developing countries, and many of them live under very extreme poverty conditions, I would need to add to that description that we are not just persons with disabilities in general, or blind and partially sighted persons in particular, but we are also migrants, workers, students, parents, professionals, children, refugees, LGBT, and many others. And that, again, puts us in a situation that we also have to work to ensure that persons with disability, independently of the gender, religious, origin, sex, can live the life we want. And that is something that we always have to keep in mind, that we do not only represent the blind community, but we also represent Spanish-speaking countries, Portuguese-speaking countries, French, Catholics, and many others. The World Blind Union is present in more than 193 countries around the world, with more than 250 national and associated members. Our organization is structured through 6 regional organizations, each per continent, And we do have differences, but we all have the same common goal, which is to ensure that blind and partially sighted persons can live the life they want. How can we achieve that? Well, it's not an easy task. As you may know, persons with disabilities usually on a daily basis face different ways of discriminations, and some of them multi-discrimination because of the fact of being blind, but also because they're migrants, refugees, migrant workers, etc. And that's something that we at the WBU recognize as the most important challenge we face, and we try to do our best possible to make sure that we enjoy all our human rights. And when I say human rights, it's not just about education, employment, living independently, or things like that, but also, for example, the right to access to sport, recreation, cultural life, political life, to participate fully in the community, to be elected, and to do as many things as we wish, independently of the fact that we are blind or partially sighted persons. WBU has four main priorities, which we try to work on based on the work that more than 15 committees and working groups we have. The first priority is the human rights and representation. You know that one of the most important achievements recently achieved by the disability community at the global level is the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which was adopted almost 10 years ago. Almost around 167 countries have ratified the CRPD Convention, which is a set of specific rights related to persons with disabilities, such as accessibility, the right to life, the right to live independently, the right to employment, the right to education, the right to health, rehabilitation, etc. This convention has significantly changed the life of persons with disabilities, although it remains a big challenge for us to make sure that that convention actually changes the real life of persons living out there with different type of disabilities. We'll still have to do much more to ensure that what is written in the convention actually is transcribed into real actions to ensure that persons with disabilities fully enjoy their rights. But as a blind community, we should be very proud of something that is not just very important in terms of international achievements, but it's a way to prove that as a blind community, we have been always very innovative. The CRPD Convention has now 10 years of being in place, and of course, many other disability groups have hardly worked to make this convention happen around the world. However, with the leaderships of many people around the world, some of them are actually in this room, the blind community sat down after the convention and said, what is next? And the answer to that was the Marrakesh Treaty. And why I'm saying that is because if we look at the Article 24 of the CRPD Convention that deals with the right to education, or if we look at the Article number 9 that deals with accessibility, or 29 that deals with social and political participation, one of the main barriers was the access to information. The right to access to Braille as the way of communication for blind and partially sighted persons. And our leaders deeply believed that we did have to have a specific treaty that allow us to come through that barrier and start fully to enjoy fully the access to Braille and information. And that is the Marrakesh Treaty. But there was another innovation, because, you know, when you talk about human rights in the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, it's very easy, because everyone is convinced that human rights are a fundamental component of any one life. However, our innovation was to go into a different field, which was the World Intellectual Property Organization, an organization that did not know very much about human rights, and which was not initially very convinced about the right that we have as blind persons to access to information through Braille. Well, the Marrakesh Treaty, for the first time in history, combined the human rights and the copyrights issues. And that is another innovation, another thing that we should be very proud of, and we, of course, have to celebrate. But down the road, the next challenge we faced is to make the Marrakesh Treaty come into force and actually be implemented at the national level. And that was, of course, not an easy task. But let me tell you that today, with Jordan in the Middle East being the newest party to the convention, we have 40 countries around the world who has ratified the Marrakesh Treaty. And something that is very important to highlight, and trust me, it's not because I'm here at the NFV convention in the US, is that the US has ratified the Marrakesh Treaty. I don't have the feeling that we are very proud of that. Why don't we give us a very big applause? And why I think the U.S. ratification is indeed a very excellent news, not just for you guys living here in the U.S., but for the rest of the world, because you have a lot of books to share with the rest of the world. And that's something that you must be very proud of and celebrate. You guys have the enormous opportunity to make a big contribution to the rest of the world by sharing the enormous amount of books and readings you have available here. For people like me living in developing countries, coming from developing countries, having through the Marrakesh the opportunity to access to many more books than before, it's such an innovation, and it's something that we should really celebrate. Let me add a few other things that we do from the World Blind Union. And the third priority we have, besides the human rights and representation and the issues around accessibility, is information sharing and collaboration. We understand from WBU that in order to have a better life, we need to make sure that cooperation between organizations around the world is possible. And when I look at the NFV work, and when I was just listening to the previous session, I realized how important it is that organizations like NFB can help other organizations around the world. I strongly believe if 10% of what NFB has achieved throughout the years can be replicated in other organizations around the world, and the WBU can serve as a bridge to connect NFB with other organizations, it's, of course, our main purpose and our most important goal. So, once again, congratulations for what NFV has achieved, but please keep in mind that there are many other people waiting for our cooperation, our contribution, and the most important thing is to share the message that we can live the life we want, not just for sitting down and waiting for someone else to help us, but just doing it by ourselves. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jose. Awesome.